Nicaraguan Sign Language. Prior to the 1970s, Nicaragua had no real community of deaf people. The deaf were isolated in their individual family households and learned only basic signs for communicating with family, friends, and neighbors. However, in the 1970s and 1980s, deaf children in Nicaragua were given much more contact with each other through a government program that created schools for the deaf. In these schools, the children were not taught sign language. They were only taught Spanish, lip reading, and finger spelling, the use of simple signs to make letters in the alphabet. However, the children in these schools soon began communicating with each other. They developed an elaborate sign language system of their own and used it to speak to each other. The way that Nicaraguan Sign Language developed has interesting implications for language acquisition. The children in the Nicaraguan schools for the deaf were not professional linguists. They did not design their shared language with any strategy or coordinated planning. Instead, they developed a complex, fully formed human language spontaneously over the course of several years. They naturally invented verbs, nouns, and a rich system of grammar that they use with ease. Linguistics experts believe this proves that language ability is biologically encoded and that humans naturally create a language system, provided they have contact with other humans. Questions. Number 1. What was one result of the Nicaraguan government program that created schools for deaf children? Number 2. What do professional linguists believe based on the case of Nicaraguan Sign Language?